The following essay was originally aired in 2003. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, November 15th, 11:30 p.m., Mid-Willamette River, Minto Brown Island. The leading edge of an approaching storm surges inland with a stern ferocity antithetical to the previous long season of calm, dry weather. Explosive winds blend the murky, rain-laden clouds into a swirling, unpredictable mass. Yellow leaves spin through the air, hoisted on bursts of stormy energy, animating the skies and scattering multi-hued foliage onto the ground and into the passing river. Barely noticeable smells of ozone and a rapid drop in air pressure tug delicately at the senses, awakening a visceral awareness of a distinct seasonal change. The replenishing monsoon rains have been late in arriving this year. Western Oregon streams, rivers, and wetlands are still very near their summer levels. These vigorous, saturating winter storms, more frequent in the Pacific Northwest than anywhere else on Earth, are the most powerful climatic force in our area. The Aleutian low-pressure system, which settles to the west of us each winter, spins counterclockwise, generating a continuous series of storms hurtling in our direction. The lush, productive forests from the coastal mountains up the west slopes of the Cascades are a result of up to 12 feet of rain that blows in from the Pacific each year. Below me, the river rushes by with the swiftness of a tireless sprinter. Gravelly deposits have formed low, featureless islands, narrowing the channel briefly, giving it a wild character. Tenacious willows burst from the gravel like yellow-orange flames. Will soon have to withstand the flow of rising waters. A short distance downstream, the Willamette widens again and settles into a sluggish, drifting pace for the remainder of its course toward the Columbia. Two dozen gulls rest in the gravelly shallows near the upstream edge of one of the larger river islands. A spotted sandpiper forages at the shoreline, bobbing up and down as it inspects each rock for invertebrates. Common mergansers and double-crested cormorants patrol the flowing waters, searching for fish hidden in the current. Minto Brown Island Park is so named because originally it was two islands on the Willamette River. Isaac Whiskey Brown was originally stranded in Oregon when his ship smashed against the Columbia River bar in 1853. After spending 4 years in Astoria, he built a raft and poled up the Willamette River. He settled on an island separated from the newly founded city of Salem by the main channel of the Willamette River and another larger island. Whiskey Brown built a shack on stilts, planted tobacco and melons, and began distilling the beverage for which he became known on his isolated island outpost. Soon every boatman, river rafter, and canoeing Kalapuya Indian became aware of his rickety homestead. The Great Flood of 1861 ended Whiskey Brown's isolation as the main channel resettled to the west of him, leaving both Brown's Island and the larger island to the east attached to Salem's riverbank. In 1867, John Minto, an Oregon legislator and pillar of the community, purchased the larger neighboring island. Minto planted an orchard and imported prize-winning Merino sheep. Brown, contrastingly, would stagger about his homestead amidst piles of garbage, cursing at local boys who delighted in tormenting him. In the river below, the gulls suddenly burst into the air in an explosion of panic-stricken disarray. The source of their anxiety soars high overhead, riding in on the tempest. An adult bald eagle glides easily in the gusty wind, circles over the river, and alights on the tallest branch of a bleached cottonwood snag. Watches calmly as the storm sends its cleansing chaos rushing through the valley. The Cascade Mycological Society presents Marika Banyaksky at their meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in room 115 of the Science Building at Lane Community College. She will be speaking on mushroom dyes. Marika has been working with fibers for many years and is a dyeing instructor at the Eugene Textile Center. She began dying with mushrooms 2 years ago and has become increasingly involved with colors obtained from the wild. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.